Come on, all, welcome back to another episode of the wonderful, the Arsenio Buck Respected Podcast. Man, it's been a long time, people. It's been a long time, although you guys have heard me. It did hear me on Thursday, if Wednesday, and now you're hearing me potentially on Monday. 5 days of a layoff, and it's because, obviously, my schedule has gotten so full, and, you know, Friday ended up being one of the craziest days, but I'm going to share the gratitude and the three great things that happened this past week, so that I can reflect on the goodness that is happening. It's kind of like an audio journal for myself, you know? And so the first greatest thing that I would have to point out is the fact that I remember it was probably early in the morning Sunday, and I got like a Facebook wall post. Somebody followed me and somebody messaged me, and I'm like, who the hell is this? It's like, hey, Arsenio's Priscilla. And I thought it was a fake account, but luckily I read into it and I was like, oh, Priscilla, she actually got her TOEFL score, you know, and everything. And she created a new Instagram and tagged me in one of the most amazing posts that I actually posted all over social media. And it was in Spanish saying that, you know what, with these classes, it helped me get to Canada. And I got my visa and I'm going to be heading to Canada this upcoming April. And I'm like, wow, from Mexico City to Canada. And I was a part of that journey. I was that person who spurred her on to success. I got 10 additional followers just like that. And people asking me so many different questions and saying, oh, I followed you because, you know, I saw you on a wall post in return and, you know, in regards to this and this. And I'm just like, wow. You know, it was then that I realized that I took myself out of my own successes, my own wants, my own needs. And I spurred someone else onto success. Onto a success I never thought she would have been able to make, to be honest with you. And when she got that score, and then a year later, she got approved of the visa as of now, and she shared that with me and potentially landed me so many other people and followers and clients and this and that. And I'm just like, whoa, that was so unexpected. So thank you and big shout out to you, Priscilla. Number two was one of my previous students who I hadn't seen in about a year. Her name is... her name is Vita, and I have been teaching her for such a long time. Guys, I've been teaching her like the last 3 years. I remember when I first started teaching her, when I first saw her, I went into a classroom where the Aussie guy was, and, you know, she was there. She was speaking really good English. I was like, what the hell? How did she learn English? Like, how does she know English? And from that day forward, I taught her for such a long time. And because of COVID last year, the last time I had seen her was April 4th. Before I went back to that language center just December of last year for the first time in 8 months, because the shutdown and everything. And I saw her for the first time yesterday, in almost a year, and to see how tall she is, to see how amazing she is, to see how much she has grown, to see who she is now and how she's growing up right before my very eyes. It's just unbelievable. And I couldn't be more grateful. When I saw her, I was like, oh my God. And I was just so excited. And there were some punk ass parents sitting there. I was like, get the fuck out of my face. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm going to share my beautiful love with this beautiful student who's sharing me love too. It's almost like a daughter. And to see her grow up the way she has, to be honest with you, is just mind blowing. And I guess that's how it feels when you do have children and stuff like that. And so to see her, and hopefully she'll be coming back within the next month or two. And I'm just waiting on that because I'm like, come on, I'm waiting on her to come back, you know. And nonetheless, that was one of the more glorious moments. I'm going to throw another moment in. I actually went through some of my Facebook memories. And I saw, like, I had 83 likes on a photo back in 2015, 2016. And, of course, a lot of them ended up unfriending me, or maybe I ended up unfriending them over the years. But there were two people specifically. And there was a guy that actually gave me a job when I first moved outside of Bangkok 8 years ago. And he's still doing his thing. Apparently, he has had a baby over the last, year during COVID and everything. And you know, this is a guy that gave me a job, and I had worked for him maybe for about a year and a half. And then I said, hey, I can't teach here at this time anymore. Online learning wasn't huge back in 2015, wasn't even close to being big. But then we just kind of just separate because I'm like, oh, well, I don't have any time if you have any classes. But then I just ended up saying, listen, I'm doing bigger things, bigger companies, and I have this job over here at, you know, my full-time job, can't really do anything. And I think the last time I saw him was probably around this time, about 6 years ago. But then I realized, oh my God, you know, there he is, you know, and he is, obviously, I think I unfriended and blocked him. I don't know what I did, but I'm so grateful because, you know, seeing how he doesn't know that I'm viewing it, but I'm also grateful that he never gave up on anything. And, you know, apparently he has a massive team. He still has the company. He's still teaching English. He's doing so many things, and I've seen his growth. And remember, this is a guy back in 2015 who actually deterred me away from having anything online. I remember I told him back in 2015, oh, you know, I really want to have something online. He's like, oh, I have a friend who did that, but it didn't work. And so little did he know, he was one of those naysayers. He was one of those people who didn't believe in the bigger thing that I was trying to achieve. And that's probably why that was the second to last time I had ever seen him. Yeah. So, and then there was another girl who I taught back in like 2015, a long time ago. Apparently she got married. All I remember is her nickname is Pawn. And she worked for a company that I had done a coaching at like 6 years ago. But totally forgot it. I never spoke to her again, never really speaks to her at all. And so it was 6-7 years ago. And so, wow. I'm just grateful that I've been able to have these people who come into my life for a purpose, and that's it. God, the way and, you know, the mindset that I was at back in 2014 and 2015 and trying to help people and, you know, just teaching the bare minimum of what I know and seeing who I am now was just extraordinary. And so that's what I want to share. I wanted to share that. And of course, the beautiful Friday, you know, buying more fish and setting up everything and having these plants and having such an amazing garden and people giving me so many, you know, compliments in terms of how me and my girlfriend are developing our house and everything. It's just so magnificent. So I just wanted to finally run that back and just be grateful for that through audio instead of always doing the thing that I normally do and just not looking back on the grateful things. You know, how about the grateful session I had at the company that I've been telling you guys about for such a long time? That was a wonderful Wednesday slate of classes. Made me realize that, you know, they did the decency and they took away those hours because they messed up the day that I was supposed to go there, but then I canceled because they fucked up. And again, like I told you guys, this may have destroyed everything long-term, which it has, and it's totally fine. Destroyed 3 to 4 other relationships while, like, literally. But at the same time, I learned so much about people, you know? And I'm also going to be, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for this being the last month. You know, by the time I come back from an amazing trip in Phuket, at one of the most extraordinary resorts with my soon-to-be fiance, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to have that last day and give out those certificates and then on to the next company. And I don't know what that company is going to be, but I decided that I'm going to go through and start building up my website. I got a developer working on my website right now. And this is through one of my students who has like dedicated so much time and so much money to, you know, coaching with me and everything. And God, man, there's been so much that has happened throughout my life and throughout this week and throughout so many things that I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for other people's successes, grateful for people who have come into my life, although for a short time, but came here, hurry up and left, you know, their prints, and then that was it. And to see everyone, even including my students who I used to teach 8 years ago when I was a kid, and seeing that they're still alive, seeing that they're still okay and doing well and doing whatever they're doing, and me finally saying, okay, well, you know what, that is the end. And looking at these Facebook memories and, you know, these likes and these people who used to follow me and seeing where they're at now, you know, seeing how I used to be friends with them back in, you know, 2014, 15, 16, and seeing that is 2022 right now and seeing my extraordinary come up. Wow. And so with that being said, it's a moment of gratitude. It's a week of gratitude. Let's go through the week, people. If this is your first time tuning in, again, Hong Kong, big shout out to you guys. You guys are tuned in to my wonderful podcast. Six areas of life we always grade ourselves on a weekly basis. Clarity, energy, necessity, productivity, influence, and courage. We have five questions for each. And these are the questions. Seeking clarity. Were you intentional on how you acted this week? I would give myself a 4. I knew the feelings that I wanted to generate this week. 3. I stayed focused as much as I wanted to. 3. I made this week meaningful. 5. I determined something I could get better at this week. 4. And so, clarity. It kind of went down. It's all good. But you got to keep it going. I managed my energy well this week. I would give myself probably a 4. I chose to bring the joy this week. 3. Because I didn't really work out this week, to be honest with you. I canceled just about everything. I was like, I'm not working out today. I'm not working out today. Because I just felt like the energy that I had, it was just very, very low. I didn't generate it, you know? And so did I recharge throughout the week to stay energized? 3. Did I work out this week? 1. Did I wound down this well this week? I'll give myself a 4. So the generated energy is at 60% for the first time in a long time. Raised necessity. Was I emotionally committed to excellence this week? 3. I knew my why I worked for it. 2. Cared about serving others this week. 3. Hit my deadlines this week. 2. Managed my self-talk to stay on my A game. 1. I'm going to take my hard lumps on that. 44% in terms of raising necessity. This is probably the lowest it's been in a very, very long time. And I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. Because I know there's a lot of room for me to get better in specific areas of my life, you know? And so, and especially in necessity. Now, productivity, did I work on things that matter most this week? 2. Progressed a major dream or goal this week? 1. Avoided distractions well this week? 3. Set intentions before each major activity this week? 2. Fully engaged and enjoy my efforts this week? 5. 52%. And so last week, amazing. This week, eh. So I got to get back in the habit. And it's because, you know, it's just developing that routine. And sometimes I just don't like it. It's kind of like after this podcast, I should just, you know what? If I just did back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back podcast, I could literally finish out all this month's podcast very quickly. But sometimes I look at my phone, I do this, I do that, and then I fall off routine. You know, this morning, I'm actually very grateful because I got a message saying, oh, Mickey, she canceled today. And oh, listen, she's going to be learning online for the next 4 classes because she's in quarantine. Is that okay? I'm like, oh, fuck yes. That means noon time. I now have my noon time back, you know, and I don't have to go from, you know, and take my luggage all the way from waste an hour going there, waste an hour coming back. Although I'm not going to see the teacher that I normally would see and talk to all the time. It's all good. You know, I'll probably see him some other time, but you know, I have time again at 2 p.m. I could hurry up and rush over and get my gym workout in on Tuesday and Thursday. And so very grateful that I'm now going to be working from home on Tuesday and Thursday. That means Wednesday and Friday are the only days I'm going to be doing the hefty and long traveling. But nonetheless, hey, let's keep it going. Okay. Developing influence. Was I a role model this week? 4. Guided others to think well this week? I'm sure. 4. Challenged someone to grow this week. Yeah. Cause I always do coaching. 5. Worked on myself this week. Ouch. I'm gonna give myself a 2. I have not, although I've been doing some journaling, I have not been listening to my courses. I haven't been doing much. Now, I'm not moving the needle. Although I'm doing the busy tasks, like getting ahead and, okay, certificates, okay, course reports, getting ahead on that. But I just feel like I wasn't moving the needle all last week. So I got to get back on it. Demonstrated care for others this week. I give myself a 3, 72%. Now, courage. Dealt with fear or unknowns well this week? 5. Share my real self with others this week? 5. Tried to stay confident this week? 1. I responded well and quickly to life's challenges? 5. Took action despite work or risk? 5. That's always high. So it was a tough week, a 65%. It was much, much more difficult. Like raising necessity, productivity, understanding my energy and everything. I know I could get better at it. I know I can. And so, again, although I had such a beautiful week in terms of the relationship that, you know, I have with my, you know, my partner, it just seems like every time I see her, it just continues to develop. It's so exciting because, wow, you know, I just can't believe it. I never thought in a million years I would be in such a loving relationship where I'm developing as an individual and I'm just getting better and she's getting better. It's just phenomenal, you know? And although it may sound really bad, you know, cause I felt kind of fell off on, you know, things that I needed to get done and whatnot. It's still relatively pretty good. It's not saying that it was a bad week. It's just my intention in terms of moving my projects for having the videos, doing this, posting everything and gaining more attention just wasn't there this week. So I got to get back on it this week. That's all there is to it. So it's all about not judging yourself the week before and seeing what you got to do the next week. So it is a huge moment of gratitude, but also, although the numbers didn't really reflect it, it still was a phenomenal week. So in saying that, people, we got good short segments coming up this week. So stay tuned. And again, follow me on the Arsenio Buck Show and Instagram, and I'll be seeing you soon. I'm your host, as always, over and out.